Do strippers just like, they like the rush?
It's got to be like an adrenaline thing. Like doing parkour, it's like a...
So bad.
Josh Giddey, his girlfriend is 16 years old.
I found out I was sick by waking up at 2 a.m.
Having an orgasm.
That sounds like a
seizure.
It's not looking good for Diddy.
And we would try to beat traffic, cops would pull us over. Like, where the fuck are you guys going?
Speaking of brainwashing, have you guys heard of Neuralink?
How was everybody's Thanksgiving? Mine was in bed in the hospital. Neon is our generation Urkel.
I love seeing a fellow brown boy like doing positive things.
I don't think anything he's doing is positive.
Okay, he's not doing positive things.
Let's go.
Let's go. We're back. Let's go.
Back.
Let's go. We're back. Let's go. It's been a long time. We back. It's been a long time. We back.
And we're also, we're about to take a break. We're about to stop. So this is kind of misleading. It sounds like we're starting, but like
we have that good energy though.
Starting this episode.
Yeah, that's true. Nice. Welcome back, guys. This is our last. This is called in Hollywood the martini shot. The martini shot in Hollywood means it's the last shot. Today is the last episode. Wait, hold on. That we're shooting, not putting out. That we're shooting.
Are you implying that's kind of there's another one?
We have, I'll get to it, 1 second. But yes, today is our last day shooting season one. Because, by the way, I want to break these off into seasons. I know I discussed it with you guys, but I have no one else to look at, so I'm going to look at you guys. Season one is coming to an end. We have a very big guest wrapping up our season one that I've been kind of like hinting at and getting people excited about. We traveled for him.
Unreal.
It was... better than I even expected it out to come. And but we all got really fucking sick. Like real sick. Yeah. Like I went to the hospital, man. And I don't know. Are you guys okay?
Like it was worse than COVID.
It was so much worse than COVID.
Terrible.
Bro.
Mm-hmm. I've been spitting up green shit for the last like week and a half.
Are you do you need to hold this or are you?
No, I'm just,
I just want to make sure you're comfortable. Yeah.
No,
I need a bell.
I'm sorry, but he was just like, yeah, I've been shooting up.
You guys were sick as dogs. Georgie was so sick. Like
clearly sick.
Try and cough away from the mic.
I found out I was sick by waking up at 2 a.m.
Having an orgasm.
That sounds like
a seizure. No. I literally woke up at 2 a.m. 2 a.m. Like I couldn't stop shaking.
Dude, that's how she wakes
up. It was crazy.
Every morning.
It was bad, bro. I thought I had to wake my girlfriend up and tell her to take me to the hospital. I was scared. I was so scared.
I woke up, Belle, and I was like, I need to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Bro.
He woke up and is like, you know when your voice is like so filled with phlegm that your voice is shaking? Like he woke up, it was 4 a.m. and he was like, babe, I'm not okay. Like his voice, he couldn't even say a word. It was so full of phlegm. So
here's the thing. I've never had a fever my whole life. Ever. Never once. Never
no
once.
No way. I call cap. You can call my mom.
Not one time have I ever had a fever. Ever. In fact, I used to get mad about it because at school they would only send you home if you have a fever. And I would be dead sick, but I'd never get a fever. And there's some doctors that would tell you, like, you could get really sick.
Do you think it has to do with being Middle Eastern?
I think it's my...
you're from, like, a hot place. Maybe your body, like... your body doesn't get hot.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I think my nose is so big that it just, like, the ventilation, it, like, cools my body down. But because I was so backed up, it like a processor of a computer, like when the fan doesn't work, it heats up. And bro, I had my first, and by the way, it didn't even get that high. I got to like 102 max. And at that point, I thought I was going to die, bro.
It was bad.
It was bad.
But it was worth it for that guest.
It was. Oh it my was God, very, yeah. By the way, we had a great time. We're not going to get too much into that because I don't want to spoil it. But how do you guys feel about season one, dude? Actually, you know what? Hold on. Before we even get into all that recap, sorry, my brain is just fucking
everywhere right now.
It's everywhere. We have some real topics we need to get into. Like, for example, Diddy.
Yeah.
Before we get into the show, because there's a lot of things that I want to talk about the show, but we got to talk about the things that the people want to hear.
It's not looking good for Diddy at all.
I mean, bro, growing up, I always heard like little rumors that he was gay. But I never... Why did you guys?
He just doesn't. There's a lot of celebrities that I think of, like Jay Z. I feel like he might be, you know.
See, no, that, I don't get that.
Wait,
one.
Wait, you just
no?
said Jay. Wait, there's rumors of Jay Z being.
No, just in my mind when I think of like what rapper would potentially be gay that we think is straight, I think of Jay Z or like Kendrick.
What? Now you need to elaborate on that shit.
That's crazy.
No, like, I'm not a Jay-Z or a Kendrick fan, so I think that might be why.
So you're just, you just call things you don't like gay?
You just called out the two biggest rappers in like the whole game.
Well, I don't like Diddy's music. I always come on here
I'm starting to worry about you being on camera.
Yeah, I was hit.
And by the way, okay, you know what? We're going to get into this. Now that you guys just see what just happened.
We have to, the Diddy thing, we have to wrap it up.
Yeah, let's cover the Diddy
thing. As soon as I'm done with the Diddy thing.
We're not going to let him forget.
You better not let me forget.
I won't let you forget.
It's a good story. Okay, anyway. One of these episodes.
You get your bodily fluids under control.
I'll be right back. What do you mean by Jay-Z's gay, though?
I don't know. I was freeballing. I don't actually think
you
that.
Don't, I don't know why you freeball a lot, huh?
I don't know why I said that.
You freeball a lot. You remember when your penis was out in my kitchen when my sister was doing dishes?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sitting there talking to my manager about work, and this dude is literally just sitting there. Like, I'll never forget this. He's sitting there like this, and his pants.
There's a gap.
Did they slide down?
No, it's not even. It has like this bridge, like, and it was just hanging down. And it was, it's like a cool fashion piece.
You needed a belt
and underwear.
Yeah,
probably underwear. And you know what it is? I had a commando phase. There was a phase where like I just didn't wear underwear.
With jeans, that's pretty crazy. Like that's some rough fabric, you know?
You know who else does that?
Yeah, dude. What's wrong with you?
You know who else does that? And this is actually why I started doing it. Mark Cuban from Shark Tank. He does not. He goes commando even on Shark Tank. He said it. He's like, I don't wear underwear, and he's fucking rich. He's a billionaire.
So DaVinci's that guy, huh?
This whole hustler mentality shit's getting out of hand, bro.
DaVinci's that guy.
You gotta stop wearing underwear, man. Mark Cuban doesn't wear underwear, bro.
Yeah, what? Well, what's the logic?
That's Jesus, not the key to his tank. Success, no, bro. That's...
I don't know, bro. You know, he's... we should get back to Diddy.
Yeah, Diddy. Diddy, I understood. I heard rumors, and I never... like, listen, his art is his art. I don't listen to somebody and really necessarily care about their personal... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for example, a lot of people can't listen to Michael Jackson anymore. I... cannot not listen to Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is the king of pop. I listen to his music all the time. Now, R. Kelly. See, that was, to me, it was like there's too many real signs with R. Kelly that I was like, oh, I don't know if I feel comfortable. I mean, unless it, like his greatest hits like.
Do you think any of it has to do with it's more recent?
What are you talking about?
Because the Michael Jackson stuff that happened a long time ago. This R. Kelly thing got locked in and it's been proven more recent. Like that feels fresher to me.
I think Michael Jackson was castrated. I don't even think he has genitals.
What does that word mean? Oh, when they cut off your penis?
Yeah, so back in the day, I learned this when I was in chorus class, that when you're a tenor and a high tenor, they would castrate you, and then they would literally hang your nuts in front of like an ornament to show people we have perfected his voice so it doesn't affect through puberty.
In the 1700s?
No.
Yeah, dude, I was going to say, like, what?
No. They would do this, like, some people still do this, but, like, it was way more popular in Michael Jackson's time. And so, so I truly think that during Jackson 5, that was his shtick. And think about it, dude, if you listen to him now, what does he sound like? Yeah, Michael. Even when people make fun of him, what do? They talk about him in a high pitch.
He became more feminine after he lost his nuts.
Well, he didn't really grow into a more manlier like face and
like he didn't go through puberty, so his voice didn't.
I mean,
drop.
If you look at him and his brothers, they look and sound very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the reason why I never took any of these sexual assaults is like serious is because two reasons. One, I believe he was molested as well. His father would sell him off to like rich white parents to like spend time with their kids and stuff. That was on the documentary that was about his life. And then on top of that, him being castrated. So to me, it was like when I heard about the Michael Jackson thing, I weighed it out more of like this poor man didn't even have a life. He didn't have a childhood and his songs are magnificent. So I'm not going to really judge him. I don't know too much about what's going on. And we got the people from like, what's the guy from Home Alone? What's his name?
He just died recently, didn't he?
No.
You need to stop killing people off.
No, he did. Yeah, he literally died. Yeah, the actor in Home Alone. I forget his name.
No, he didn't die.
Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah.
He did die. He did die. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin.
He died?
He passed away.
No. He's very much alive.
Somebody died.
Hold on. I feel like I just saw an interview with him.
Macaulay Culkin kills his death rumors in the best way possible.
Oh, there was rumors. Okay, yeah. There was something about him dying.
Because he just was living his life.
So anyways, my thought process behind it was it didn't have enough weight. The P. Diddy thing was like, dude, there's a lot of people that are undercover gay in the music industry. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to judge them for that. If they don't want to come out or if they do want to come out, it's whatever. That's between them and their like relationships and all that stuff. I'm not going to judge their art off of that. Their art is their art. I'm going to look at their art and enjoy their art. And if I don't enjoy their art. But watching these videos of what's going on with like the Justin Bieber and the Usher thing. The Usher thing was freaking hilarious, bro. Because Kevin Hart's like covering his face. Did you see this video? You didn't watch this video?
No.
With Kevin like, Hart? I saw, no.
He's like talking and he goes to Usher. He goes, yeah, me and him used to wake up together and get cereal. And then Kevin's like, look at him. I'm like, what the fuck are you saying, dude? And he's like laughing. And you could tell like Kevin's like uncomfortable laughing. Uh-huh. And I was just dying of laughter. That made me laugh. And then two other videos made me die of laughter is when Charlamagne asked 50, like, what's going on with that situation? And 50 was like, this motherfucker asked me to go shopping. And I found that really funny. And then when he asked P. Diddy about it, P. Diddy's like, I thought he needed clothes. And bro, like just the little petty shots back and forth is hilarious. I don't know enough about what's going on with this, but
because I've seen like, you know, started the videos.
It out like a song.
I've seen like the videos, you know, surface of him, just like weird, creepy videos. And I think like everything that happened with his ex Cassie, right? Her name was Cassie.
Yeah.
Is like all those allegations are very serious and very awful.
For somebody that hasn't read into it,
name some?
Yeah, what are the allegations? As somebody that hasn't read into it at all.
That he would, you know, like have like groups, like guys come and f*** her and he would just, you know, like sit there and watch. And obviously she did not want to be f***ed by these random people, you know?
That's an important distinction.
Also, like he asked her.
Right. I was like, it sounds great so far.
I was like, I know plenty of people that are into that.
Like, yeah. No, but she didn't like it. He asked her, you know, like, oh, what do you call your grandpa? And she said, like, you know, like Papa. And so then from that point on, then he made her call him Papa Diddy. And then recently, I just watched this.
I like that.
It's kind of sick.
Don't say you like that.
What do you call your grandpa?
Everyone calls their grandpa Papa.
I actually don't have a relationship with any of my grandpas. But
then don't call me at all.
So, no name. But no.
That went a little darker than I thought it was going to go.
No. And then recently, oh my God, yeah, it's not that deep. And then recently, there was a video where, I don't know, his son's on camera talking, and the P. Diddy's in the back.
Bro, what is going on? This whole episode is a joke.
Sorry, I'm trying my best to perform. No. I'm sick.
So in this video, then Diddy comes forward with this girl who says that he's adopted. And she's like a young white girl who's, I don't know, she seems like she's maybe, I'm not sure, like 13. And the video is just very odd. Like she walks up and she's like, hi, my name is blah, blah, blah. And I'm a Capricorn. Like, and he's like, no. Tell them this. Tell them what's your last name? She like says it three different times. He's like, no, this last name. No. And then the whole thing is weird. And then she calls him Papa. And she's like, yeah. And then Papa Diddy. And then she's calling him Papa Diddy, which is so odd, which is what he would have Cassie call him. Mm. And then he's like, tell your story. And she's like, oh, you know, I was on the streets. And like everybody laughs. He goes, and then Papa Diddy, you know, said, hey, come inside and come play. And he's like, whoa, you're making it sound kind of weird. And she just seems like she's just is like rehearsed.
This
to just,
poster child. That's
rehearsed to stand there and smile. And it's kind of odd. So that
sounds very Hollywood.
Yeah, just that was kind of weird. And then looking back at the videos with Justin Bieber when he had him for 2 days.
He had him for 2 days?
Yeah, so when Justin Bieber...
He was like babysitting him or some shit?
He like rented him?
Yeah, no, when Justin Bieber like first was like popping, like, you know, with the song Baby and everything, he spent 2 days with Diddy. And Diddy posted a video. Him with Justin Bieber, we're spending 2 days together, blah, blah, blah. It seemed pretty normal. Justin's kind of there just like smiling, whatever. A few years go by next, there's another video of them. Justin runs into Diddy. And Diddy's like, yo, why don't you hit me up anymore? Bro. The freaking nerves on Justin Bieber is like, it's like as if he never wanted to see this man again in his life. He's like,
he didn't just do that to Justin Bieber. He did it to Usher as well. And Usher said that like at his young age, he would watch orgies and shit happen at his house. Yeah. And then they even asked him like, would you let your kid go through with that? And he's like, oh, no. Yeah. So like there is some weird shit that's happening.
It sounds like a godfather of Hollywood or something.
Yeah. We should talk about for Cassie that they settled. There was an 8-figure settlement within a day. So it closed, like, she got paid out.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So there's that much proof. Like, there's just a lot
of videos. They wanted to end the case, like, as soon as it started getting talked about.
As soon as Cassie filed the case, like, P. Diddy and the team just, like, cut it off. They were like, here's an 8-figure settlement. Like,
oh, wow.
8 figures, bro.
It's a lot of money.
They didn't want the case open for too long.
It might have been seven figures, but it was a hefty amount of money for sure.
That's crazy.
Mm. Yeah, but like at this point, like how many other people are going to be like, actually, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of people nowadays are like trying to grab the bag. Look what happened to Will Smith's old friend. Like people are just like ratting people out for money or like a conversation or like just any type of camera time.
Well, mm-hmm. it also doesn't cost a lot of money to sue people. Like filing a lawsuit, you could file a draft complaint for like $800. You know what I mean? So people do come after celebrities all the time.
Like, well, there's attorneys that are like, we'll just split this.
Yeah.
And a lot of attorneys want to make a name for themselves. So they go for, it's like, it's kind of messed up. But
it's like the high profile cases.
Really.
Yeah.
But also it helps out for people that can't afford it. And then there's these really big conglomerates that are like just destroying your life. I mean, if you're like broke and somebody like Diddy is all the backing, it's like there is no like way you could beat this guy. But then there's an attorney that could come like, oh, I'll cover it 50-50, just go and do it.
And that's why probably a lot of these people like get away with certain things because these people don't have the resources to go up to bat and be like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of getting away with it, Josh Giddey.
Basketball player?
Yes, bro.
He's what happened?
His girlfriend, allegedly, is 16 years old.
Whoa, that doesn't sound...
His girlfriend?
His girlfriend.
And like she's in a romantic relationship?
Yeah. It all started, a fire started coming to like hit the fan when this girl posted a Snapchat saying, I just effed Josh Giddey, and it's like him shirtless going out. We could put the picture. I don't know why I'm in it.
Sick.
I don't... What was that?
What was that, David?
That was not me. That was you.
I never do that. I don't know how it happened.
Really? Because you do that
all
the time.
It was with my inhale. It just happened.
You do that a lot.
I don't do that a lot.
You did that at a restaurant on that trip
did,
that we went
Yeah,
on.
You did it at a restaurant.
No, that was... That was me like
this
pulling
guy's clearing
mucus
his throat
off the
next to these two couples having like a romantic dinner on a rooftop. Yeah. In an igloo, by the way.
It's a story for another day.
I guess so, yeah. So Josh Giddey, he's a NBA basketball player. The NBA is still investigating this. But I don't know, man. Why would you put your whole life at jeopardy for like at least wait 2 years? You know what I mean?
And how old is he? 21?
Yeah.
I don't think the age separation is that big of a deal, but her age is young. So like if 5 years, if you're in your 20s, isn't a big deal. But if you're 21 and she's 16, you're taking advantage. You're a basketball player. Yeah. You're rich. Yeah. You're famous. You have a lot of things going on. And this girl's obviously trying to be the cool kid.
You're just at different levels of like intellectual maturity. Yeah. Like you're her brain is not as developed as you're like.
Not even a little
bit. The conversations they're probably having are like, even if this girl is super smart, it's.
You're just in a complete. So at 21, you're just in a completely different like part of your life, and then not only that, he's also a successful 21-year-old. So you're in a completely different like realm when you're having to deal with business and your relationships and everything. And so to me, it's like, this 16-year-old is like, she's having the time of her life. She's like, I'm dating this famous basketball player. She's cool. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that's messed up that he's taking advantage.
Do you believe it's wrong or?
No, but I'm saying like, this is her perspective. Cause I was a 16-year-old girl once, like, you know, like, so she's having a great time, but not realizing that he's like taking advantage of her, like, you know, naiveness. Mm-hmm. And like, that's what's messed up. Like, go see anyone else.
Well, hold on. We don't know if he's taking advantage. Like, we don't know the relationship. At the end of the day, we really don't. I just know that it's not morally it's like a moral decision that you should be making. And if that is, like, where are the parents at? You know what I mean? Where are the parents at?
This is 100% a parents issue. And let's also not forget that in most states, if you're over 18, you cannot be dating somebody that's, I think, sub 17 or sub 18. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so just like from a legal standpoint, this is not okay.
So check this out. This is what I'm thinking about. So Josh, right? He plays for the NBA. What do you do when you're in the NBA? You most likely bring your girl around. Or if you leave her back at wherever she's at, she's probably still sending you nudes. So technically, when you're traveling to all these other states playing basketball, you're technically holding child pornography.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He could get in a lot of trouble.
That's a big fucking deal, bro. Like, I just don't understand why would you put yourself in this situation?
You're
in the NBA, bro.
His entire NBA career, 100%.
You can get whatever you want.
And if she really means this much to you, like, be like, okay, you know what?
Distract her with a doll and be back in 2 years.
Give her a Lego box and call it a day, dude. Give her like the Millennium Falcon. Something will take her a while, you know?
You know where I think all this stuff started with like people dating young people? Omegle. It's you remember Omegle?
Yeah, I need you to fucking jump off a cliff, dude.
What do you mean?
Or go play in traffic, bro. You know where I think pedos came from?
No, just Omegle. Like the volume, dude, like, of dicks.
I hope Omegle comes and sues you now, bro.
Well, Omegle's out of business. They just went. They literally closed after 14 years. Omegle shut their doors.
Was that a parlay? You brought up the Omegle thing so you could tell us that they're going out of business.
Wait, is that why you said that? Because, dude, you know pedophilia has been around since before Jesus Christ.
But he's...
You know it was that. A transition.
Do you,
a transition.
You know, you
no,
realize...
That was fire.
I do know that.
Oh, that was just a transition?
Purely a transition.
Fair enough.
So they're officially not a website anymore, or what's
the deal? Why are you so sad about it?
I'm just wondering. So then what about Chat Roulette? That's still a thing. That's the same thing as Omegle.
I remember that.
You know what I mean?
I remember that.
What are you guys talking about?
Chat Roulette?
Oh, no, I don't know.
This is really? Like what you
chat
did
in, roulette? Is that what you like? Isn't roulette like you don't
it
know what
it lands
on?
It was the same thing on? As Omegle, just different website. Yeah.
Webcam stuff, after school, you have nothing else to do. You go online and you
degenerate
talk to
hours, 2 a.m. Yeah. Yeah. with your...
But the problem with Omegle was it started, there were so many, frankly, dicks on camera. Like every, I don't know if you've ever done it, but every person that you like
talk to... Have I ever put my
to,
dick on camera?
Have you?
I actually have never sent a nude in my life.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think it's kind of weird if a guy is like taking nudes of himself.
I agree with that.
It's yeah.
You've 100% sent nudes of yourself.
So back to Omegle.
100%. If I had to bet, who in the room?
That's not even a risky guess
Belle
at all, bro.
And DeVidge. I don't know. I don't see you being a nude. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Belle doesn't have a dick, so she's not even in the conversation.
Yeah, I'm not part of this conversation.
Who just wants to get a picture of a dick? Like,
dicks are ugly.
And it's so unpersonal. I don't know. It's like... Here's a penis.
But some guys think that that's what you want to see. You know, they just.
Oh no, no. We'll beep out the name. But holy, his phone is like, if he has 4 gigabytes of RAM, 3.5 is his dicks. Like,
he's one of those people.
Oh my god.
He just blasts them out.
Bro, I thought she said, "Does he just bless them out?"
Me too. I heard that.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you just bless them out?
Bless them out.
Do you want to see my best friend's dick, Mel?
She's like, I want to get blessed.
I can make it happen. I know the guy.
No, I just can't believe that he's the type of guy that's like, yeah, you know. She just wants to see a dick pic.
He
right
gets
now.
More off of sending pictures like that than receiving pictures.
And, that's the funniest
thing. And I'm not gonna lie, bro. It's like if you gotta listen to your boy when they're like, hey, don't scroll that way, because I accidentally did. And this guy, he really reaches for the angles, dude. Like,
oh my gosh, that you know what that just made me think of?
That
I'm about to tell you something, dude. Your poor sister, dude.
Wait, his friend's dick made
you
think.
What do you fucking mean, my sister?
Dude,
what do you fucking mean, my sister? Wait, what do you mean?
So, this is like, I don't know, you were out of town, it was just me and Jessica, and I was showing her something on my phone.
Wait, no. No, you did it.
Yeah. And I was showing her something on my phone, and I was like, I was like showing her a picture or something. And I don't know why, but she took the liberty to swipe, like 2-3 times. And I'm like, whoa, where are you going, girl? Where are you going?
There's no way. Belle, wait, how am I hearing this for the first time, Belle?
I completely forgot. Also, I think I was sparing her her
No.
Her scarredness from
no,
you.
No. Wait, what kind of picture?
One
like,
of mine.
Like a surprise one you sent me, or like I haven't seen in a long time type of picture?
No, more like a surprise one.
That's still bad.
You guys are sending each other pictures?
Not me.
And nice. Yeah, and she was like, it was just like a quick like, and I was like, woo! And she was like, I didn't see nothing. And then I was like, oh, Jessica, I literally just grabbed her and I was like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, no, I didn't see anything. Don't worry about it, I didn't see anything. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And then we just sat there, continued watching our show together. And then I would momentarily.
How do I just find out about this?
And I would momentarily pause it and turn and be like, but she's seen me naked before, so it's not like, you know.
Why
weird.
Is this story getting but worse and worse,
it just
dude?
Keeps giving.
What do you mean? Where has she seen you naked?
Well, remember the first week that she moved out here, I completely scarred her? Because I invited her. Well, so the first week.
That's the most evil laugh ever.
So the first week that Jessica moves to LA.
Could you grab me the TP by any chance, please? I'm so
just
sorry.
Just sat down, but yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Please continue.
The first week that Jessica moves to LA, me, Jessica, and Simi go shopping. And I don't know, like, I just didn't think of it. I see Jessica as one of my girlfriends. And so I was like, you know, me and my girlfriends, like, I don't know, we all get, like, it doesn't, you know, girls, you just get naked in front of one another, whatever. Like me, my best, I'm not even gonna say the other part, whatever. And so, you know, like it's just, and also too, like a model for years. So it's like, I'm just very comfortable, you know? And
she's not afraid to flaunt it.
And honestly, you have a phenomenal body, bro. I would.
But it's just your—it's your girls. It's not weird, you know. Mm. So I'm in the change room and I'm trying dresses on, and Simi's in there with me, and then Jessica was—it's
my fucking girlfriend, bro.
No, girls in general. Bro.
What are you,
you
talking pig. About?
It was just a noise.
Excuse DaVinci Bell. That was disgusting.
I'm out of line.
Anyway, so then Jessica's outside on the phone. She gets done, and I'm like, "Hey, come in. I'm in a big change room. Like, just come in, so you can see what I'm trying on, you know." So I'm sitting there and I just didn't think twice and I just stripped down, got naked, and I just see Jessica go and put her hat down. And then I was trying on this really tight dress, so I needed all the help I can get. So Simi is like helping me, like, you know, squeeze the dress down, and then like freaking Jessica's also helping me squeeze it down. And then she's like, "Oh yeah, super cute, super cute," you know. And I could see she's kind of uncomfortable, and I'm like, "Oh no, did I do something bad?" And then we're done trying things on, and she's like, "Oh, guys, like, you know, like, I have to go. You guys keep shopping. I'm gonna go." And she left, bro. And I turned to Simi and I was like, "Did I just scar
damn
George's sister?"
How naked are we talking? Just boobies?
No. Well, I had my underwear on, but I was just like, you know, and the thong, so, because I was trying stuff on.
You realize how it just gets worse? And next thing you know, she's be like, "Dude, I forgot to tell you, bro. Your dad actually was where I was."
But yeah, but now we laugh at her and I laugh about it all the time. Like, remember when I scarred you the first week you lived here? And she's like, "Oh, yeah." And like, she admits it. She's like, "Yeah, you scarred me." And she's like, "I was not ready for that." And I was like, "I'm so sorry, bro." She's like, "It's okay." Now it's completely different. She's not so scarred anymore, you know.
But. Wow.
That's so funny.
Sisterhood.
So anyways, so the 16-year-old girl. How the hell did we get here? How did we get here?
You're talking about sending nude pics and about not swiping too far. And your sister swiped too far on my phone.
Okay. I got one. What's worse? Ready? Check this out. I'm going to give you guys, in your minds, I want you to paint this out. You're with your girl.
Don't have one.
You have a girl.
Right? You up, bro.
You up. Life is good. You have a girl.
Winning.
It's not how it is right now.
I'm visualizing. I'm manifesting.
Somebody actually wants you, and they're laying there in bed.
We can't believe it either.
All right,
and
sorry.
She goes, "Hey, babe, I need you to go find in my phone a really old picture of me because I need to post it. And I need to take a shit." So she has to leave to go take a shit.
What?
And sounds just like my girlfriend.
This is my dream.
Wait, girls poop?
This is my dream.
Okay.
So you're going through her phone. This is both of your guys' girlfriend. And
we're sharing a girlfriend now?
Now, listen. You guys all have one separate girlfriend.
Okay. Good. Right? That's how I want it.
Is it worse for you to run into an old picture of her ex, huge schlong, or pictures that she sent to him in the past of her?
I don't care about her sending pictures in the past.
Yeah.
Every girl does that. Absolutely. If you have a boyfriend, you're going to send him pictures. It's like normal.
I didn't expect that to be so.
I've seen every sexy photo of my girlfriend on her phone, and I know that they weren't all for me. Those were like 4 years ago.
Okay.
But
how about this?
It doesn't bother
me. A picture of his schlong that she's kept or a video between them two.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Nothing.
That's there you bad go. And bad.
A video. Nothing's worse than a video.
That just makes it real. Because photo, in your mind, you could be like, "All right, this didn't even happen." But if it's video, it's like, "All right, this is
it's just like.
So what that's one's worse?
The video, 100%.
Oh, yeah, video.
What do you mean? Like a video of them having sex? What do you mean? Oh, yeah, that's...
I feel like some guys would almost want to like watch that on some like cuckolds, you know?
Like P. Diddy?
Nikki would be stoked.
What did you just... Did you just have a stroke?
I was trying to say possibly, but I said possibly.
Fair enough, dude. Fair enough.
The content just makes itself, bro.
Anyways, so let's circle back to what DaVinci did at our live show.
Nice.
No, we're not doing this, are we?
I still had it in my head. I wasn't gonna.
I thought we were past this. This is in my previous life,
dude. We had a live show. It went unbelievable,
dude. That's
you had
amazing.
To be there. You had to be there.
Unfortunately, DaVinci
wasn't there.
Mentally, he gets smacked drunk by smoking beers, drinking beers, and smoking J's the whole night. And then I finally get him to a point where I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'm starting to have like actual conversations without him slurring. We're good. We could actually manage here, right? Or I'm in the back and I'll see my dad, literally like a cartoon, just back in. Everybody, come back here. And he's like going back in the green room. And my dad brings all the, what did he bring? Black Label or Blue Label or
whiskey,
whatever?
We had cigars. Like, it was a full send night.
My dad turned everybody up. This guy came onto the stage smacked drunk.
Holding a full big empty bottle. You were like crazy. You're on your like empty
Kanye
bottle.
Shit. Yeah. You're on your Kanye shit on the red carpet with his empty bottle of.
It was so fucking funny, dude. I was like, all right. And then, dude, okay. So I actually want to talk about the meet and greet. So the meet and greet was cool because, and I'll speed through this because I know a lot of people like are like, hey, get back to the topics. But this is a really cool moment for us.
It was a special night.
The thing that I liked about the live show is everybody waited afterwards for the meet and greet.
Every single person.
Not one person left without meeting me. And bro, it was so cool. But what I found to be the coolest part out of it all, they were like praying for me. They were like, hey, before I go, can we pray together? And there were so many people that prayed on me. And I was like, yo, this is such a cool thing to have that like, not only am I blessed with an audience, but my audience is like talking to my God for me. Like, that's crazy. That is such a blessing. It's
I've never
ridiculous.
Seen anything like it in my life.
It was insane. Like, I was truly, truly, truly blown away. And DaVinci was in the bathroom. He was supposed to be the guy that's like, all right, you go talk to him next. You go talk to him next. He was busy throwing up in the bathroom.
I wasn't actually throwing up.
What were you doing in the bathroom?
I was throwing up.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's in the bathroom and just laying down by the toilet, like holding it. And my dad is the one who's like, he's sitting there and he's like, oh, hey, go ahead.
He meant business, bro.
Bro,
so
dude, what I found hilarious is that four or five of them came crying.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad was making people cry, dude.
This girl literally, she's like, sorry, I'm crying because George's dad just like made me cry.
And he was plugging. Like, he's like, she's like, oh my God, that was so beautiful. By the way, we are coming to the grand opening of your cigar lounge. I was like, dude, are you serious right now? So yeah, the show was unbelievable.
It was such a beautiful, like I have to say, like it was such a beautiful audience and everybody just had such like incredible, beautiful things to say. And there's nothing like it. Like people's hearts at that show were just so beautiful.
Yeah. It was a magical night.
I just found it to be so crazy because, dude, I'm sitting there with my best friends, my girlfriend, her whole family, my whole family, an audience amount of like a group, like a really big amount. The improv at the Brea is huge, bro. It's not a small place. And this place looked packed. I just felt so blessed. Dude, we get to do what we're doing. And next year, we're going all around. God willing, we could even go to other countries. But actually, text this number if you want to see us live. Because next year, we're going to start doing tour runs. And we want to know which location wants to have us come out and see them. So if you want us to come, do some jokes, do a podcast, and hang out with you guys, text this number right here. But let's move on because I have a crazy story I want to tell you guys, and I think
really?
You guys are
story
gonna,
time.
Yeah, story time.
I think let's you guys are like
okay.
Hear it.
Okay.
This story is about a North Dakota couple.
I love this.
A man got an inheritance of $30 million.
A lot of money.
Well. That is a lot of money. Now, a lot of men, when they get this type of money, the first thing they think about is, I need to break up with my girl.
And cocaine.
Yeah.
Interesting. A lot of cocaine.
And, well, not all men.
I was saying interesting about the cocaine thing, but.
Yeah, she's like, no, I get it. If you get $30 million, you bounce. I would bounce on you too if I had $30
million. No.
Because
you would never do that.
No.
We're going to cut around me coughing, and I really apologize for it, guys, but at least we're not one of those sissies that are like, I don't feel good today. I'm not going to shoot.
Facts.
We real out here, bro. Anyways, back to my story. The girl found out from her friends that the man is thinking about breaking up with her. So now this girlfriend is like, we live in a state where I've been with you for a long time. I deserve some of that money. And the guy's like, nah. So the girl poisoned him.
Is he dead now?
He died.
No way.
With air coolant.
She killed
him
with air
coolant?
That's
so terrible.
Yeah.
So now she got all the money.
She poisoned him. So the money was from a false thing. You know those emails?
Shut the f*** up.
It was a scam the whole time.
And the worst part is, not only was it a scam, But she doesn't live in a state where...
So she's liable to get any of it?
None.
There's no way.
Well, she's in fucking jail now, so it doesn't matter.
She didn't look it up before deciding to kill her boyfriend.
So her friends ratted her out. They reached the police and they were like, hey, like, she's mentioned a few times that she's going to poison and kill this man. So, like, not only was she dumb enough to not do her research on, like, one, is the $30 million real? Two, do I actually get a cut in this state? And then three, I'm going to tell everybody I know that I'm going to kill this man.
And then I'm going to be rich.
But could you imagine some random Indian guy, most likely related to Davij in India, writing an email and sends it to this fucker and he's like, you were actually inquired $30 million from this man, from so-and-so's relative, and he put one girl in jail and killed one of the men. That is ridiculous, bro.
Talk about a mustard seed, you know? Yeah. Like, his bad act, look at that. Like, he didn't think it, like, he didn't think that anything bad would happen, right? He just thought he would be able to get some personal information, hack into them, whatever. You know?
Just trying to make a few bucks.
But it turned into, like, that man dying. That's
so
insane.
So the question becomes, is that guy that's sitting in India right now that sent that email, my cousin, is he, should he be liable for, like, murder to some degree?
Well, no, because...
Like, accessory.
He should go to jail for what he did, absolutely. It's a scam. You're ruining people's lives, and they're doing that to, like, elderly people, too, which is, like, really sad. But, I mean, this girl's nuts. This girl decided to kill her boyfriend over this? Like, come on.
Do you guys ever watch videos of people messing with people who are scamming?
I sit up watching those videos all the time.
Those videos, bro.
It's that one person,
who comes
right?
after old people, bro?
I don't know.
That's messed up.
That's, like, the lowest form. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of people who like to mess with people, your godbrother, Patrick, let me tell you what he likes to do.
Okay.
Every night, he says.
Oh my God, this is so funny.
He likes to go on the live Amazon feed. So I guess Amazon has a section where people can go live and they sell products. And as they're live and they're selling a specific product, if you buy it from their live right there and then they get like a cutback from it, right? Because they just like sold it and they get a cutback from it. Okay, so Patrick likes to go watch these live videos on Amazon, and he goes to the question section, because there's like a question section, and because they're trying so hard to make a sale, they'll answer all the questions, right? Because they just want to get everybody like on this product.
Yeah.
So he just goes in the chat and asks them questions about eggs.
Bro, so funny.
Every night.
About eggs?
He just goes in.
He asks them about random things, dude.
Yeah.
Like, and they'll answer because there's like no one else is watching this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I find that so fascinating because like he's not the type of dude that just says that. Like he truly like.
He also doesn't seem like one to waste time. He's like, right? He's a hustler.
That's his fun time.
That's him unwinding, huh?
Yeah.
I actually, I recently just messed with somebody.
Oh my gosh.
What did you do?
I just recently pranked Joe Coy in a very, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You haven't heard yet?
No.
Oh my God. Thank God, dude. What about you?
No.
What about you?
You told me.
Damn.
What did you do?
Yes, it's just
so
us.
Joe, one time we were riding together. For those of you guys that know who Joe Coy is somebody who started me out with stand-up. One of the greatest stand-up comedians, I think, and I truly mean that. I've watched every single stand-up comedian. I've like tried to take notes, and I just find Joe Coy to be a legend. And I truly, truly wish that if you haven't watched him, you have to go watch him because you haven't even understood stand-up comedy until you watch Joe Coy. He's brilliant. Just brilliant. And I had the privilege to spend so much time with him. And the one compliment that he said to me that really stuck out to me, he says, what I love about you is like, you remember everything. I tell you something and it sticks with you. And he goes, it's pretty remarkable. And so I waited. I waited a long time. This is so wrong. He opened up to me once about he had his aunt's...
Aunt? We'll get there.
His aunt. I think I hurt my
Don't look at
there.
Them like that.
His aunt had a dog, and the family would make jokes, be like, oh, this dog is possessed. This dog is like creepy, dude. Like it barks at random things, it freaks out.
It's a little dog, isn't it?
It's a little dog.
Dude, those little dogs would be crazy, bro.
Like, and it's a wild. Now he told me this story about 3 years ago at his house playing basketball. And he said it in passing because we saw one of the dogs and he just quickly just told me this story. And I stored it in my pocket for later. So randomly one day I wake up and I'm like, today's the day. Today's the day I'm going to call Joe Coy.
You woke up.
I literally woke
that.
Up like this. I go, today. Randomly. I woke up. I had time today. You know, I had nothing going on. I'm sick in bed. So I'm like, today's the day. So I call Joe. He doesn't answer. I text him. I go, hey, man. And then he just texted me back. He goes, hey, I'll call you right back. So he FaceTimes me. And I go, hey, man, I had a crazy dream. And I felt like I should tell you about it. And he's like, yeah, I don't. And immediately his energy shifts, which a thing you need to know about Joe is like he's all about fruition stuff. Like he speaks things into fruition. Mm-hmm. So like legitimately, I've watched this man talk things into existence. So he's very particular about what you say to him about energy. So like he doesn't like, mm-hmm. he doesn't like bad things. So he goes, I don't know, man. Do I want to hear it? And I just go, nah, it's up to you. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. Because I know
you
it's going to
eat. Yeah, yeah, you planted the seed.
So we start talking about other things. And then he goes, yeah, man. So like, what were you saying, man? And I was like, all right, bro. I had a dream. And it was really weird, bro. Like, it didn't even really make sense, by the way. I'm sitting there in a really dark energy, like an evil demon was in a shape of a dog. Then it blew up really big in front of me. And he said, I followed Joe Coy's family through a dog, and now I'm after him next. And then I woke up, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means, bro. But, like, if you had a dog that was, like, fucking weirdly possessed or some shit, that shit's coming after you. And bro, he just goes... You know, he goes, man, I think I told you that story a long time ago. Or you think that you just remembered that?
You freaked him
and
out.
And then you thought about it and you remembered? And I go, nah, I'm f***ing with you, bro. Like, I remember you told me. And, dude, it is for, like, days later, you text me. He's like, bro, you f***ing got me, bro. I rattled this dude.
He's never going to buy a dog again.
Was this his dog or his family's dog?
It was his aunt's dog. But I just found that so funny, bro. If you would have seen his face, I scared the shit out of him, bro. Wow. And I waited 3 years to do it.
Good for you.
It was just for that moment.
3 years, bro. I'll never forget it. I was standing in his backyard. We're playing basketball, overlooking the city. I took one shot, and I literally tell myself, I go, around 3 years from now, I'll tell that.
It's so weird.
I'll come after him. And the whole segment lasted maybe like 2 minutes. My God, it was worth it, bro. I've never laughed that hard.
Wow.
I thought that was funny. You're thanks silly. For appreciating it.
That was great.
You guys give a shit. You know what I do want to talk about?
What?
Is how Blueface put down his jet to get a burger. How much money is this motherfucker
that's
making, bro?
Did you see his tweets?
No.
He was like, is it a bad investment to spend $65,000 to like... rent a jet for like some shit like that. I was like, bro, this guy makes so much money.
Bro, let's put it this way. It cost him like 10 or 15,000 to just get McDonald's. And also, like, I kind of got mad at that. You're not, go get a real burger, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like you could go to In-N-Out. Maybe In-N-Out's worth like 10 grand, but like not Mickey D's.
No, it's not.
Five Guys?
No. No burger's worth $10,000, bro.
There's got to be one.
I mean, okay, I got one. You got mischarged with murder and your last meal is a burger. That one's worth $10,000.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
And it's a smash burger from Burger She Wrote.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Proper.
I don't even eat
zoom
burger.
In on that. That's worth breaking up after.
What is
this?
What the fuck just happened?
What are you doing?
It's okay. I don't even eat burgers, but I know that's the one you like.
She just moved on. She doesn't even care.
Yeah. It was a hard girl. Where do you want me to go?
I'll just move on from the topic. Speaking about making a lot of money, how much does Aiden have that he's just randomly on stream losing $14 million in gambling? He offered Eminem $1 million to stream with him. Like, and he has like a video of him like taking out like bags of money. Like these social media stars have real money, bro.
Streamers are just like the definition of like the rich kid that's like, I'll pay you to hang out with me, bro.
For real.
Yo, dude, you can come over and my parents have so many toys, bro. Just come over and hang out at my house.
Yeah. Like, that's pretty much
$1 million. But I get it. It's business. It's business.
Yeah. You guys
it's
know not who the same. Neon is?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
That Ruby Rose rapper, that mm-hmm. girl. By the way, why is everybody named Ruby Rose? There's so many Ruby Roses.
Yeah, he brought up, he's like, oh, you know Ruby Rose. And Ruby Rose raps. And I'm like, Ruby Rose is rapping? I'm thinking of like, you know, the Australian actress.
She's Australian?
Yeah. Yeah, she's right. She's Australian.
You're thinking about Amber Rose.
No.
No, no, no. There's a rapper named Ruby Rose. Ruby Rose? Yeah.
I thought she was a...
And it's stripper. Not the actress.
She looks hard.
Yeah, she's a female rapper, and she brought Neon onto stage. And Neon did his whole, like, Neon thing, where he's, like, screaming at the crowd. Mm-hmm. And then she grabs him, and she goes, "This is my Make-A-Wish fan."
That's so insulting.
Can I ask you guys something? Are you into these streamers, or do you watch them? Do you not watch them? Like,
I don't watch a whole lot of, I've never really I didn't grow up idolizing people online at all. Mm. So that whole thing is kind of weird to me, of just looking up to people in a bigger than life sense. I don't know. I get it. People look up to you because of your faith and your personality and stuff.
Oh, no, but no one should idolize me.
But idolizing is dangerous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with these new like streamers, it's just all about controversy and about getting your name in the headlines. It's not mm-hmm. about your actual personality.
It worries me a little bit.
To a certain degree.
What's the most shocking thing I can do?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I like Neon though. I don't know why.
He's comedic.
I think Neon is this generation's Urkel.
Dude, that's such a funny comparison looking at this.
Right? Neon is is our generation Urkel, but he's like the real Urkel.
I love seeing a fellow brown boy, like doing positive things.
I don't think anything he's doing is positive.
Okay, he's not doing positive things. Very positive. Okay, it's not positive, but
it's all negative.
He's definitely making a statement. Like, we're talking about Neon right now. So, and then for
you're
me,
a funny
cool.
dude, bro. You go from the same podcast of calling Jay-Z gay, and then so and then you put props on Neon. Who are you?
No,
As a human being, who are you?
What are your values?
You look like Mr. Sheffield.
What is that?
Mr. Sheffield.
Okay, you do your accent, I'll do my accent.
I don't know what they're talking about either.
Mr. Sheffield.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield. That was,
It was pretty good, too.
Can you do one, too, so I could, like, judge?
I don't know what they're talking about.
Look up Mr. Sheffield. Leave a comment if you guys think that he's...
victorious?
No, Mr. No. Sheffield.
I looked up.
It's from The Nanny.
From The Nanny.
Like, it's a video I should be looking up?
She's the character. Lead in that show, Davidge. She's the lead, and she's also the creator and the writer of that show. She's the president of SAG.
No shit.
Damn. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's kills it. And by the way, she was the creator of The Nanny, and that show is... I honestly would say it's like top three shows I've ever watched.
Yeah, it's incredible. The writing is so good.
Unbelievable.
I've never seen.
Yeah, wow. She's brilliant. She's very. I would love to have her on the show.
Oh my gosh, that would be a dream.
That would be a dream.
She leaves us voicemails, you know. Speaking from time of to time, a dream, it's like a pre-recorded thing from SAG. But
did you hear what happened at Disney?
No. What happened?
You didn't hear what happened at Disneyland?
No. You didn't hear what happened at Disneyland?
What happened?
There was a streaker. I don't
know what happened. Yeah. Oh yeah.
What I find fascinating is the streaker is like, "Where should I put this?" And then he goes, "It's a small world."
Oh, he did it in the Small World ride?
Yes.
The creepiest ride of them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he was just like, this looked weird. This makes sense to put it in a small world.
Did they catch him? Like, what was the...
Nope, they just let him keep going, bitch.
Did he get out of his seat and start running around the ride? Was it in the line?
Yeah, he was like in the ride, then he got up, he got naked, and then he like jumped onto the ride. Hanging around.
To be clear, he wasn't completely naked, right?
Yeah, he was completely naked.
Are you sure? I thought he was just wearing. I thought he was wearing underwear.
I wonder what goes through that guy's head in the morning when he wakes up. He's like, "I'm going to do this today."
That's not a streaker, but a streaker would be completely naked. An underwear man would be.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was.
Yeah, what do streakers just like they like the rush? The adrenaline.
It's got to be like an adrenaline thing. Yeah, like doing parkour. It's like a. It's like a fucking. You know what I mean?
So funny.
that made up for everything, DaVinci.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much.
But go streak somewhere else. Like, go streak.
I don't know.
Go
it's
streak
kind of
at
baller.
The club that's like 18 plus. You know what I'm saying? Don't go streak at Disneyland.
Yeah, streaking in front of kids is.
That's so fun. It's like parkour. what a great comeback.
Did you guys hear about the 65-year-old lady that went to Mexico to get a surgery?
No.
Bro, they gave her the wrong surgery.
No.
65-year-old lady, I swear to God, she literally flew to Mexico because surgeries are cheap. Someone said Sergio. Surgeries are cheap.
Been surgery. I'll do the surgery.
Probably the surgeon. Surgeries in Mexico are cheaper.
Yeah.
And so she went there to get like a skin surgery to like help her skin. She ended up getting a breast implant and a new fucking ass. And she
woke up.
I swear to God, you should see the video. Look it up. She woke up and she had fucking bigger titties and a fat ass.
And she went for a skin treatment?
She went for a fucking
skin treatment. Well, technically, that is a skin treatment.
Wait, you guys, that is insane.
And she's left with $75,000 in medical bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she has to pay them for that?
She has to pay them?
Mm-hmm. No way. I'd be like, that's not what I asked for.
You guys, also, she's 65. Like, it's not safe to just go get. Yeah, she could have died. Like, it's funny, but it's not funny.
She's
not
going to die from a boob job, bro.
Georgie, it's a big surgery. You go under. That's so much trauma to your body. It's a lot of healing. You can get infections. It's a lot for your body to heal. And at 65, your body doesn't heal as quickly.
Did they come out nice?
She looks pretty good. Can I see them? Reed's pulling up a picture.
What do you want? What do you mean, what do I want?
Go to Google Images.
What kind of question is that? What do I want?
A new videographer. I'm just kidding.
What do you want to see here?
Look at her.
I don't like the way you grab it.
She's got the pictures don't do it justice, but like look at her boobs.
Could you zoom in?
Wow, that's so awful. What do you do? Like,
is that scratching your itch?
That's so funny.
I wish they had a better picture of the
look
the
how
BBO.
Mad she looks, bro.
She's not man. Happy.
Her body that's the most violating thing that could ever happen to you.
Yeah. Incredibly violating.
They put things in your body.
They permanently changed your body forever.
Is she getting it removed?
That's not funny.
I was going to ask you, like, as a woman, if you were 65 and you went to Mexico and they gave you the wrong surgery, like, do you keep it? Do you not keep
no,
it?
No, at 65, personally, I think that I would, if there wasn't a choice that I made, I would choose to go remove it just because that's just a lot for your body to try and process, to put a foreign object in your body. Mm-hmm. That's really bad for your health. A lot of the things too that are in those things is really bad for your health. And I think that's, I mean, you know, you already have enough
issues. You just be uncomfortable living your day-to-day life knowing that somebody made a decision for you.
Yeah.
That's going to affect every day.
I got one that's worse than that.
Horrible. Yeah. That's horrible.
What could be worse than that?
When you go into the surgery room for them to remove your bad leg and they remove the wrong one. That's happened.
Yeah, they're that's
like,
awful.
And it's all the job of the person that walks in the room and marks the, like, yeah. You. I know
they're
you
like,
have a
oh,
bad
I forgot
day.
Your left is my right.
Oh, dude, imagine waking up and just.
Oh, what the
dude?
Dude, they had to remove the other one too, so now she has no legs.
That's not true.
So that's a true
it's
story.
True.
That's
oh,
a
wow.
true thing. So I would Jeez. Rather wake up with my legs.
That is awful. All these stories are awful,
up,
you guys.
Like with a boob job and an ass job. To be honest, now she'll be able to pay for the next surgery in America. She starts an OnlyFans.
All these stories are awful.
That's what I was going to say. Like, yo, capitalize on this, lady. Like, do something big with, you know?
I was joking. You're making it real, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Can't wait, you guys. But you know what, though? The story about, like, the person coming in who marked the wrong legs, that just really reminds you of, like, the job of doctors, like the people who are in charge of like the
high stakes,
the how much, what's the name of that? The person that's in charge of like putting the the calculation.
Anesthesiologist.
Anesthesiologist.
Yeah.
That's an incredibly, like, that's a very specific, you gotta be on point, you gotta be. There's no room for mistakes in your math for like that specific person. Yeah. And when you really think about it, man, like, woo, we're really just like, okay, trust in you to do your job correctly. You know what I mean?
Well, it's also crazy. The easiest job ever if you think about it. Like, they go in there, they give, and I know this because
my
cousin.
This is why things go wrong.
No. My cousin is an anesthesiologist, so I actually know this. She goes in, she's done years of school, like 15 years of school, but she goes in, gives a shot, that's it. And she's on Facebook.
That's not true. You have to monitor the heart.
Okay, yeah, there's that.
And there's machines you have to monitor. She doesn't go on Facebook. And if she does, please tell me her name.
I'm not going to put her on blast.
Because there's been times where, like, people, like, you know, they've given too short of a dosage, and then the patient's waking up in the middle of your surgery. Can you imagine that? Your stomach's open on the operating table, and you're waking up.
Oh, let's get that closed.
Boobs!
You guys.
Boobs!
Oh, I forgot I ate that earlier. Well.
Anyways, Sean Strickland. Could you make sure I pronounce his name
Strickland,
right?
Sean Strickland.
Sean Strickland. Yeah. Sean Strickland.
Who's that?
He's a UFC fighter, and he's actually really fascinating to watch because he just says whatever the hell he wants. And he's kind of entertaining. Like, I like to watch his videos of him just talking in the car. But yesterday, he literally jumped out of his house because on a camera, he thought somebody was robbing him. Mm-hmm. Like, they were breaking into his car. So he got out of the car, grabbed the dude, put a barrel of his gun to him, and then, like, told him to sit down until the cops come. Turns out, apparently, I haven't done full too much because we just jumped on when I found out. But apparently, the gentleman who wasn't trying to break into his car, he was hiding because he just beat the shit out of his girlfriend. Yeah.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Yeah. What, so what the guy pulled up to the wrong house, bro. Like, the wrong house. And the video is pretty insane. Like, he literally just comes outside. Like, the dude walks out like Jason Statham. Like, he comes out, like ready. And then he throws him on the ground and puts the gun to him. He goes, no, you sit the fuck down. Like, it was pretty. Wow. You know, it reminded me of liquor store days with my dad.
Yeah, I was going to say, it reminds me of someone.
At least it was to somebody who, like, you know, deserved it. Like, he just did something really awful, so at least he got him to, like, stay there. It wasn't...
Dude got some divine intervention.
Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, you walk up to the car thinking it's your car, mm-hmm. and so you, like, try the handle, and you're like, oh, wait, this is not my car.
You don't walk into somebody's driveway and think it's your
car. Oh, it was not a driveway?
It was in his house.
Oh, I thought this was, like, in a parking lot.
Did you guys watch the video?
No.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
The guy tried to go away, and he, like, threw him on the ground and put his leg on him.
So, like, my thing is, like, leave that for the cops, you know?
Nah, shot, bro. Leave it to Sean.
He's not, but is his UFC career going to be kind of f***ed now, I would think?
No. Why? I'm buying tickets to his next fight now.
How are we
getting Listen, bro, if
somebody
you beat
was on
your
his
girl,
property.
Yeah, if oh, somebody beat your, like, some, I don't even care if it's, like, not on the property, bro. If somebody got beat it. A girl up, and, like, there's a UFC fighter, and a cop's going to take a little long, I look at the UFC, and I'm like, hey, man, come on.
That's true.
God gave you those hands for a reason. Get going.
True. It's kind of crazy because, like, it depends on what state you're in. But, like, in California, they're very strict about the gun stuff. But in, like, fucking Atlanta, someone comes in your house, bro, you could shoot them.
What are you talking about? There's a gentleman who just got robbed by his house. And you could see the video. He's holding a cup of coffee. And the two guys come out with a gun to his door. And on the other side of the door is his daughter and his wife. And he's like, fuck all that.
Yeah.
He pulled out his gun, shot, boom, boom, and then chased them down the street. Was in a full-blown...
No way.
On his property. They jumped over his fence. On his property, he's protecting his home. California took his guns away.
Because they were running away, right? It's because he shot him in the back, probably.
Yeah. No. It was they were doing a shoot-off, bro. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
Is it because they moved away from his driveway?
Also, it's like, that's stupid, bro. If somebody's robbing you, I don't care if they're shot in the back of the head. You asked for that. Yeah. You came and threatened this man's livelihood and his life and his children. Dude, you deserve to get an Uzi in the back of your neck.
Yeah. The court should see that. Yeah. Like, you're scared for your life. You're going to do anything that it takes to, like, protect your life.
Yeah. Right.
And
not just yours.
I don't
also
have
your
any sympathy. If you get shot in the back of the neck and you're bleeding out because you were just robbing a family. Yeah.
With a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a gun.
You deserve it,
with
bro. Get fucking Absolutely. Fucked.
Yeah. There Absolutely. Should be a rule against. If the person has a gun and you defend yourself with a gun, there should be no...
If somebody's... Yeah. If somebody shows up to a fist fight and you shoot them, like, no shit, you should go to jail.
That's
stupid.
Horrible. But here's another thing. If five men come with no weapons... onto my property and my child is in the back side of the door, all of them are getting lit up. Yeah. All of them. I don't care. Yeah. I'll drop all of you guys in a heartbeat. My baby girl is on the other side of the door and you think I'm going to throw hands with all you guys? And then what are you guys going to do to my daughter? No way.
Respect.
You're not risking. Yeah.
Anything. Shooting all of you guys in the legs.
Yeah.
All right. Thanksgiving, bro. Thanksgiving was just around the corner.
Yeah.
How was everybody's Thanksgiving? Mine was in bed in the hospital.
It was the one day I got out of bed. I went to my friend's house. Ate at their table and then slept on their couch immediately afterwards.
You're an asshole, bro.
They made me come. They made me come.
I
stayed away from everybody. What about you? You had a terrible one?
It was terrible because I'll be honest. Thanksgiving is like one of my favorite times of the year because I get to sit down and have dinner with my family when everyone is like busy throughout the year. It's like the one night. But since we went to By the way, amazing time.
Whoa,
beeping that.
We're beeping that.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
But since we were super sick, I don't want to put my family at risk. So I ended up staying at a hotel down the street. Oh. And my family, since they're so cute and beautiful, they brought me a Thanksgiving dinner. But I'm going to show you. Have I shown you this?
I laughed so hard. I replied, put on his story.
This is they should be in prison.
Wait, that was
bro.
From your family?
Bro.
Wait, what are you guys talking? How do I not know about this?
I posted on my story.
On Thanksgiving, you did? I was in the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm glad you're better. But
well, none of you guys gave me a card, by the way.
Georgie, we were together on Thanksgiving. You said you had a wonderful day.
What is that?
George,
does this have cancer on it?
Georgie.
Did they give you the scraps? I wouldn't give this to my dog.
I feel like a fucking cat, bro. Like this, they fed me like, and I love them and I'm so happy that they brought me something, but.
No. You say some ridiculous shit. Bro, this is warranted.
Like, bring me some fucking cornbread. Bring me some cranberries. Bring
Wait,
me
this
some,
is all they gave you?
That's all they fucking brought me, bro.
Then why did you start it out by saying my family's so cute?
Because I'm like, you know, it was like very thoughtful for them to show up with anything.
Well, I think it would have been more thoughtful for them to just never.
Well, I don't want to roast my family. That's
so
all.
Funny. But, I literally replied to the story and I was like, no sides? He's like, a side of air? That was funny. I laughed out loud when you said that. But like, that's so funny. There's just like, just a little shredded chicken.
Did they do this as a joke?
That's all. I don't know, bro. I need to. You know what
they
were doing?
They were sitting at the table. Like, you know what he should do right now?
Yeah, maybe they're laughing.
Hey, grab that shit out of the trash. Come here, give it to me. I know exactly what you do with this. Hey, David, how are you? Come outside. We brought you food. And they're like, give you a kiss, and they're looking out the window, and they're just fucking laughing. They're fuck you.
No, you know what it was? Like. I bet you it was because Thanksgiving sides aren't necessarily like healthy, and so they're probably like, okay, he's sick, he doesn't need to have the sweet potatoes with marshmallows on it, or like, you know,
turkey's dry and shitty, so,
maybe
stuffing, mashed potatoes.
I know
that's what you want, mac and cheese.
Yeah, and like they know I have like an obsession with cornbread. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's like, bro,
did they have fucking? No. They had some, and they didn't.
Every year they have cornbread. At this, we go to the same house every year.
And you're sick. I don't.
Wow.
Yeah. So
damn, bro.
We should talk about how people get crazy on Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Do you guys have, first of all, Black Friday didn't even happen this year.
Like, yeah, it's there was just no not a sales thing anymore.
At all. Like, I'm like zero. Black Friday used to be the best holiday for me ever. I have great stories. Does anybody have stories before I jump into my story?
No. I think you should tell your story.
I'll tell my story. Every year, Thanksgiving, what do? I bring all of my friends around the neighborhood because they know what's popping. Mama and Papa Janko's house. Thanksgiving. Everybody's invited. We're sitting around. We're eating the best food you could possibly see. Not the shit that Davidge got. I'm talking about real food, real size. We're done. Our stomach hurts. A couple more hours, the malls are opening up at night. What are we going to do? We're going to sit. We're going to digest. We're going to play games with the family. As soon as the game's up, what do? You look at your best friend. Is it time? It's time. We go to his house, jump in the shower, not together.
Why not?
He gets ready, I get ready. We put on the nice same tight jeans, some leather boots, tie them up, jackets, slick your hair up. Upside down, you comb it up, and you put the Tresemme in so it has a nice hold up. It has a nice hold up. And you got no money, but you're going out with your friends. Why? Because everybody and their mother are shopping at the malls. I'm talking about Paradise Valley, Scottsdale Quarters, Desert Ridge, Arrowhead Mall. I'm talking about the greatest in Arizona, okay?
Are you talking about same night as Thanksgiving?
Same night as Thanksgiving.
But you just said turkey. You're going to sleep, bro.
Nah. You took a nap to charge yourself up. Because tonight it's going down with the boys. And if you're a Middle Eastern man, the first shit you're hitting is the cologne section. And you go get your cologne. This smells so good. How much is it? 60% off. And you're hackling the guy. Come on, do me a little bit better. Macy's has a better deal. And then they do. And they give you a better deal. And you're going out with your boys. That's it. Nowadays, no one's going out.
Ain't shit
happening, bro. So like, back in the day, we used to drive so fast to Arrowhead. And we would try to beat traffic. Cops would pull us over. Like, where the fuck are you guys going? Arrowhead Mall, bro. We got to get going. He's like, all right, slow down. And they would let us go because the holidays are so great. Children are at play.
So funny.
But nothing these days.
You know why?
I think kids don't know how to have fun
anymore.
I think
your obsession with consumerism is concerning.
I will fuck you up.
It was an experience. Bro? It's recession. We're in a bad time economically. Yeah. People don't have the money that they did. And it's like, it ain't getting shopping anymore, you know?
Yeah.
It's
unfortunate. Well, no, they're not shopping because there's no deals, bro. Did you ever see that TikTok video? The girl's like sliding the Target.
Target.
Shit?
That's always been the same
thing. Yo, Target's been getting hit, bro. Target's been getting hit with some bad reputation. Like all year, this reputation's been getting smacked. And I find that to be like really, really funny that like they slide the paper that says Black Friday deal and it's literally a $3 save.
But everybody, Amazon does that. Everyone does that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. They what they do is they
drop it down.
They drop it the month before.
Or they increase it.
They right? increase it. You're yeah. right. They increase it the month before, like up $100. Nobody buys it, and then they drop it the day of Black Friday, so it looks like it's a huge sale, but really it's the same price it's been all year, besides the last month.
Wow, and we're just dumb yeah. and we're like, oh my sheep. Gosh.
That not, sheep. Wow. It's not like how it used to be, bro. Back in the day, it used to be so yeah. much fun to
get
go. Like
smacking deals.
Well, it's not only that. It's like it was just fun, dude. You used to go out and see people and talk mm-hmm. to people.
The Stampede.
The last Black yeah, Friday.
For real, like.
Stampede people.
A musher.
Oh, bro, no, there were people, they'd be fighting, they'd be violent. Like stampede.
No, yeah. people die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was trampled. Lit. Now nobody's dying.
You waited in line for hours, you know, like just to buy that one shirt that was like, you know.
We just hang out by the food court and just check out chicks the whole time.
Yeah. But I think like, well, Cyber Monday kind of like ruined Black Friday, you know,
to a certain degree,
a while
yeah.
ago, that kind of like started making things go down, 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 down. And then now we're just, yeah, not in a place to buy things.
Yeah. So. This reminds me, have you guys seen this new movie, Thanksgiving?
No.
This is hands down the scariest horror movie I've ever seen in my life. And it's all about...
I feel like people are always saying this is the scariest.
I promise you, like, I'm a horror movie fiend. Like, I watch a lot of horror movies. This is by far one of the scariest ones I've seen. And it was like, it's all about Black Friday shopping, Cyber Monday. People are going crazy. And it just takes such a dark turn, bro. Like,
wow.
It becomes Black Friday.
Yeah.
That's scary.
So what is it about, dude?
I just told you. It's like people, like... they go shopping. They literally just said, I'll say it again. They go shopping and then I don't want to give it away, but it turns into a very violent, dark evening. And
what
then,
is their log line? You shop till you drop.
I've been looking for a good, scary movie, like something that actually scares me.
You've just
me.
Been on some rhythm lately, right? I've been looking crazy, for a really bro. Scary movie, and I don't think that I honestly find it groovy. I'm about to hit my friends and we chill at the movies. I'm about to, like, damn, bro. Like,
I'm waiting for her to whip out the ballet moves with the ballet shoes.
No, but I am excited because, you know, anyways.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. There just hasn't been any scare movies that have been actually scary, you know? Only scare movies you're kind of like, oh, like, ooh. But not where you're like, you know, actually
talk to me
scared.
Talk to me was scary.
So, you know, some scareness and to get to go to the movie theater
mm-hmm.
to be scared. That's fun.
That's a great experience.
Yeah.
You remember when movies didn't cost you $150 to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At this Universal one, you have to spend like $20 for parking.
I used to pay $4 to go and see this movies
on
my
Tuesdays?
Little hometown at the Clyde Theater.
Right.
And then I remember turning, I think it's 16, you have to pay $6 instead of $4. And I was so upset.
Ooh,
I was like, how do I afford this now? It's $6.
Bro,
damn.
We used to go to the movies like once or twice a week. My mm-hmm. parents were like movie fanatics. Like, and we would go literally once or twice
when
a week.
When you were kids?
You just got to go to the smaller
how
theaters.
How do you not know about this?
You'd go that often though?
Oh, yeah.
I thought maybe once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah, that's normal, bro.
No, not with my family.
I think I went maybe like twice a year. That was big.
Yeah, I'd probably go about once a month.
Damn.
You guys make me feel so spoiled, bro.
Yeah. How does it feel to be rich and have everything handed to you?
Whoa.
You don't have to work for anything.
Go to the movies twice a week as a kid. That's like, nice. That's crazy. That's a crazy amount.
That's a crazy yeah. amount. And I used to get snacks and drinks and candy.
You get snacks every time?
Every single time.
So spoiled.
What do you get? What's your
wait,
candy?
Hold on. If your kids are at the movie theater, you're not going to get them snacks? And
my mom would pack snacks in her purse.
What's
damn.
Your, what's
well,
your
I do that sinking, now bro. Because I'm paying for it, but like...
Never has my mom ever bought a snack, I think, from the movie theater.
No, they like I used to walk up to the counter and they used to
they're
slide
so
me my...
They're so expensive.
So expensive.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I don't know if anybody have ever been to Harkins 101, but they had this candy. It was my favorite candy in the world. I think they discontinued it, which makes me really sad. But they were called Zowers.
Yes.
Bro.
I remember these.
Every time we went to the movies, popcorn, Zowers, Coca-Cola.
It's a whole vibe. Right
America,
there.
Bro.
He got the trio read.
Fucking America right there.
Wow, it was so good, bro.
Damn,
so good.
Bro.
But here's my parents were smart. They knew we went a lot, so they would get me the bucket that I could just fill up.
Oh, yeah, smart.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense.
So like the hollow, like the hologram.
It's just like a financial move. Yeah, it's not even. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just for financial reasons.
I'm gonna go back to my piece of paper. Speaking of movies, Adam Sandler's movie that just came out, Leo.
I haven't seen it.
Is it animated?
Yeah, it's animated.
Have you seen it?
I did. I watched it while I was here and I was sick. And I think it was a brilliant move on his part because, dude, it was such an educational move for children. It was teaching them about, like, not being spoiled and understanding it's not just about them. And, like, he basically what happened is, I don't want any spoiler alerts, but this lizard or whatever creature this thing is, an iguana?
Yeah.
It's like an iguana.
It's like the Geico thingy. Iguana. Iguana.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But
did you see that?
Well, no, wait, because iguanas are really big, and he was small in the class cage.
No, gecko. It's a gecko.
It's not a gecko. He was a reptile of some sorts. And he had one-on-one interactions with these kids, and he was, like, teaching them good methods. And I found that to be really cool and exciting. I like that he took that approach because I feel like nowadays you have to be very careful of what these kids are watching. Mm-hmm. And he took it upon himself to make something that is very educational for them. And I really liked it. I enjoyed it. There was many times I would pause it and be like, wow, bro, he's doing it.
Yeah.
Damn, I love Adam Sandler, bro.
It was really cute. And they sing, so it was cute, you know?
Yeah.
That, when like a little cartoon, like
sounds like
into
a baby movie.
A song, it was
It's good. A good movie.
Yeah.
I like innocent stuff, though. A lot of my friends are like, dude, you got to watch this. This girl, they rip her head off and they sewed it back up. But, dude, it shot beautifully. I'm like, I don't give a dude,
sounds like,
like dude, like, it is you. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to watch that shit, dude. Like,
shots
like Jessica, beautiful. Dude, my sister, she'll sit there and watch, like these shows that have to do with, like, cops coming in and dealing with like rape victims and all this shit. She goes, it's so real. I'm like, bro, I don't want to watch this shit. Like, she's like, no, the acting's great. I'm like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. I don't want to watch negative things. Like,
she loves the crime shows.
Yeah. Like, I grew up watching like funny stuff. Like, and then just like sit there and keep my heart and mind happy. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to sit here and watch. Like, people watch this shit before they go to bed. Like, no wonder you're waking up grumpy, bro. You just watched this girl get her head ripped off.
Yeah.
Go watch Chandler Bing. You know what I mean?
But even if you think about like the shows that we watched growing up, like Courage the Cowardly Dog, Edda and Eddie, like a lot of them did have darker undertones. Mm. That if you really think about it, like while on the surface they seemed...
did that for like kids. And in the Adam Sandler movie, they did that too. And he winks at the camera, but that's for the adults. They know it's going to fly by the kid's head, but they do it for the adults. So while they're sitting there, they laugh at it too. You know what I'm saying?
Because
if you're watching it with your kids,
sense.
I used to watch The Wiggles with my cousin. And I thought I was going to kill my cousin so I don't have to watch The Wiggles anymore. Like, it was really bad. Well, I still, till this day, like, no, Wiggles. And then there was, like, there's a solid one. Is like it was just, I would be at a drive-thru or hanging out with my friends or being on a date. And then the fucking Wiggles song would be in my head. And I'm like, I can't do this no more. Like, so, yeah, these cartoons, they do put, like, a little bit more of an adult thing in there for the adults to understand. There's not like they're not brainwashing them into things. Sometimes they are. I'm not gonna lie, they are. They definitely. Some of them are. But
speaking of brainwashing, have you guys heard of Neuralink?
Yeah,
bro. So the list to now become a part of their clinical trials just opened up.
I'm on it.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, do I look like a fucking idiot to you?
Oh, I don't know. No, you don't. But
you just said I don't know.
Don't look like
what
an idiot.
What do you feel like? Do you think I'm an idiot or not?
I don't. But are you going to get Neuralink?
Are you going to get Neuralink?
If you get it, I'll get it. So we're like,
hey, man, this isn't fucking tattoos. You know what I mean? Like, this is our life.
But it's cool because do you know the extent of like what they're doing?
Yeah, you could download things into your mind. But think about this.
Yeah.
They're making you phones. You're a phone at
Correct.
Some point. But what happens to a phone? It gets hacked. It gets a bug. Like, you know when you say, oh, my phone isn't working, I'm going to throw it away. What the fuck do you do if your body's not working no more, bro?
Yes.
Sure, you know how to play the piano. You know what else you could do? Fucking learn how to play the piano, dude.
It's interesting you say that because the way that they've marketed Neuralink on their website is that quadriplegics, people that can't move or the brain function quite isn't there, this is a way for them to partake in activities like using a laptop they could do with their mind. But what you're saying is...
No, I think that's not true. I think... The Neuralink is going to help adjust their legs, so they'll be able to move their legs again.
Well, that's the long term vision, but in the short term, they're using it for like if an old person who's quadriplegic and they want to like go on the laptop but they can't type, like this is like a way for them to do that. But that's the long term.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I think everything comes like there's going to be a lot of bad and there's going to be a lot of good.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a test bunny. I'm not going to be lining up for me to be like
everything that's used for good. People find a way to also use it for bad. Yep. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that's incredible for people who can use it like that. That's incredible.
As a medical device.
Yes, as a medical device. But I mean, for that to be in your brain,
then
what does that do to how does that even work? It's changing what you can see and receive. What does that do to your mood, to how you feel every day? Like, I can't even imagine that.
Well, we my get thing cancer, is like getting, is getting we get, hacked.
We get cancer from your phone being too close, like on your stuff, right?
What happens when your phone is in your brain? Yeah. It's a trip.
Well, cancer is not going to be a thing to be worried about in the future. They've definitely figured out the cure of that a long time ago.
They just can't put it out because they're making so much money from
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah,
but like, yeah. once another market becomes more expensive, they're like, oh, okay, we'll fix this up. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the only thing I worry about, it's not the cancer part, and it's not like a body. Like, I think they'll figure that out. I think eventually science will catch up where they're like, okay, you could be like robot and human. Mm-hmm. I'm just worried about, like, think about it. Like, at any point, you want to learn how to play piano? Mm. Yeah. Okay, now we're going to shut you down for a bit because we need you to cool off. Mm. And they're like, and they're just like out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or
I don't
just
want anybody to have control terrifying. Over me. Like, that's so scary, dude.
Terrifying.
But you would do that, though?
I would not. I would not.
I mean, bro, you folded just from one phrase of "I'm doing it." Like, well, it was like a bar drink or something.
I'm not educated enough to know whether I would do it or not. But that, just the fact that you just said that scares me. It's like the control factor of like they could literally brainwash me and I wouldn't be able to control myself. Like, no, I don't want that. But also, I do think it would be cool to use my mind to like open up my car or like, you know, grab me a coffee. Like if. And levitate. Like, I don't know. I don't know the extent of where they could take it. I think there's cool things, but I don't want to lose control over who I am and what my movements.
Right. I would rather have a robot.
On mm-hmm. the outside of you, externally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little homie.
It's just like, can you imagine like what does that do to like your sense of self? If you're just like, oh, at any moment I can learn to do this, I can learn to do that, I can learn to do that. There's no, then now there's no differentiation, differentiation. There's no difference between you, I just can't say the word, between you and the people around you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you don't have your own personality now because you're like, oh, well, I want to know how to do this like her, so I'm going to do it like this like her. There's not going to be any more art. Like, people are not going to be creatively artistic just because that's the gift that they were given, you know?
Things are meant to take us a while to do.
Sad and yeah.
I feel like life is about achieving things and working for things and like like I feel like a lot of people's depression is because they have nothing to look forward to in the future. Like, it's just
right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Can we change this up? I don't want to end the podcast in such a dark fucking like
I had something I wanted, but I don't know actually. I'm smart.
Wait, just talk about it.
Well, I had something I wanted to share, kind of like had a tidbit thing that I wanted to share. But if you have something else,
you should share it.
Yeah, sure.
You know when there's like something going on in your life or something you're currently feeling going through, and then you watch a video and the person literally describes like exactly how you're feeling, whether you know it in that moment or you don't know it. Mm-hmm. And like that kind of happened to me. This girl, her name is Ali Yost, and she made a reel about kind of mourning the girl she was before like Jesus took over her heart. And she says, like, quote, like, mourning an old version of ourselves by thanking him for never giving up on us. And I really wanted to play this reel so you could hear the audio of what she's saying in it. When I watched this reel, I just listened to it and it just literally like brought me to tears. And I was like, wow, I didn't even realize that that's exactly how I've been feeling. And then I'll explain kind of something else about it.
Are you talking about dying? No.
So just listen. Hold on.
Hi, Jesus. I love you so much. You've changed my life, and there aren't enough words in this world to express my gratitude. I still think about her, though. She crosses my mind more often than I'd like to admit, and it almost makes me feel guilty. I think about the old me, and I miss her sometimes. Ever since I met you, Jesus, my life has been filled with so much joy and so much more life. It's a feeling of relief, like finally getting home and walking through the front door after the longest day ever. Knowing you is feeling a sense of infinite safety and care. And walking with you is like seeing the world in more vibrant colors. But I still miss her. I think of the version of me before I knew you. The version who was reckless with her emotions. Way too independent, but also so dependent on the world. The one who made her own rules and did whatever she wanted. The version of me now knows that there's a dead end to that version of me. And at that dead end, there was you, ready to pick me up off of the floor and mend a heart that you did not break. No amount of her would ever make me want to go back. You will always be more Jesus. But I miss her. I feel like I'm mourning a version of myself who is now officially a part of my past forever. But I guess we'll always mourn versions of ourselves. Thank you for completely flipping my world upside. Hi, Jesus.
Wow.
That's the whole point of the gospel, is dying to your old self. That is the story. That's why it says Jesus says you have to take up your own cross and you have to crucify your old self. So like when you're born into the world, you're born with sin. And then when you meet Jesus, you turn away from your old self. That's why like in every version of the Bible, they're leaving their past life. Sorry, I wanted to like teaching about it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, it's totally fine.
No, it's so beautiful. Like,
I can't.
Oh, this really affected you.
Yeah, I can't listen to that freaking reel without crying.
Mm-hmm.
I think my point was because that makes a lot of sense. But I didn't even know that, you know. And when I was watching that video, I was like, "Damn, that's so true." And I think like you think, you know. Sorry, let me gather myself.
No, it's okay. Sorry.
It's like easy and normal to feel guilty, right? For feeling like, why do I miss? How could I miss someone that I was before I knew what was right, like through God, like through Jesus, right? But it's such a valid and like real and normal like feeling to have. And I think that everybody's journey with God, with Jesus, is different, you know? And some people, it's a constant in their life from when they were like really young, like you, up until they're older, and they have that and they hold on to it. Or some people, they have it, you lose it, you come back to it. And some people, you find it later in your life. And I think for me personally, my relationship with God, I think, has like really come into play like recently. And I think that I've always known God, you know, I've always known Jesus for years. And I think certainly the last 3 years, you know, with all my heart, I'd have faith and I'd believe with all my heart or what I thought. And I tried to do my best. I yearned for his love and I yearned for his guidance and to do whatever I thought was right by him. But I'd still have doubts, and it felt like almost like fake faith sometimes. I felt like I was putting my faith into something kind of in a fake way, because I know undoubtedly that this is what's right through like experiences I've had or people who are around me. I know undoubtedly that it's what's right. But I was kind of like for a while missing that feeling of like that true feeling of faith and like full, you know, belief. And it wasn't until up till actually like a month ago where I just had like a really big breakthrough. And it was like finally that breakthrough of like, wow, like I finally started feeling like that wholeheartedly like feeling of like, I know Jesus. And like, I know what now I understand what Jesus did for us. And it just like completely flipped like my heart and my soul, you know? And like the way that like I feel the Holy Spirit inside of me now is so different than how I felt it like 2 months ago. And now, even though it didn't really change much my values or what I think, I, you know, I've always kind of like had the same like train of thought on certain things. But even the little things that I just didn't think were such a big deal before, like now I can't even, certain, you know, maybe like photo shoots or certain pictures I would have done before wouldn't have been thought twice of. Now I don't know. It puts me in a completely different place, you know? Just so many of those things have changed, and it's easy to, I mean, because you're changing and you're shedding like this different person that you were, it is sad. You're like, oh man, you know, like I'm gonna miss that girl. Like I'm gonna miss that crazy, reckless girl that didn't really know any better and that could decide whatever she wanted to the moment because all she thought of were her actions. Mm-hmm. And now it's something so much greater because I want to please God and I want to do what's right by Jesus, right? And yeah, it's just like such a different, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just such a different feeling. And it is the best feeling in the entire world, because I feel like for so many years I was dying to like feel what I felt like you felt like, you know, that true feeling of like that conviction with God. And I felt like I for so long was just kind of, you know, putting my trust because I knew that's what was right. And I did that for years, and I feel like I prayed for a heart, you know, and I asked it. That's, I think that's a big thing, is like ask for faith and like he will deliver. And I prayed for it with my whole heart. And I don't think it was until, you know, up until like a month ago when I prayed for it again, but in a different way, And this is a different story of, like, everything that happened. And, man, I got on my knees and I prayed all my heart for faith and to really give me that unshakable, unwavering faith. And he gave it to me. And it is just, like, the most incredible gift, like, in the whole world. And, yeah.
Damn. Congrats, dude.
You know, it's, when you were, like, when you had a relationship with him at a young age, Jesus is a being, and he has characteristics that you don't even need to know the person, but if they have Jesus in their life, you guys could relate because you're like, oh, he did that for me. Oh, he did. I know what you mean by that. So I understand everything you're saying, and it's a beautiful, and by the way, this is the beautiful part. You're going to have a lifetime more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you are going to probably miss that old version of yourself. But that old version of yourself, it didn't go anywhere. It evolved. It blossomed. You know, a butterfly was a caterpillar, but no butterfly flying in a beautiful, like, wilderness or, like, somewhere where he's high up is never wanting to be in that place again. Mm-hmm. But it could if it wanted to. It could fly down there again. But you choose not to because you want to live that elevated life.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what you're saying by that. And I'm very happy that you have a relationship with God, because yeah, I understand what you mean where sometimes you're praying and you're like, is this it? And I think that's what it was for every human. I think God sees your heart, right? So no matter how many times you pray or how many times you pretend to be a good person, if your heart isn't fully into it, I think he kind of understands that. And he's mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, you're just doing it to please your parents or to be a goody two shoe, or like,
you think it's right.
Well, you just don't even want a relationship with me. And that mm-hmm. turning moment with you is when you started, like, you stopped talking and you started listening.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear God speak, it changes you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you have a wise person in front of you and they're speaking and you're like kind of looking up to them as a mentor and you're like, wow, that means a lot, because you're wanting to hear that person. But that person said the same thing that your mom and dad were telling you your whole life, but you didn't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're finally ready to hear it, the medicine could go down.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
But yeah, so I just wanted to share that because I thought that the way she worded it was so beautiful. And I felt that it probably is so prevalent for so many people, because I feel like a lot of people, you know, find God or they find their relationship with him later in their life. And it's true. It's like no, and she said it perfectly. She said no amount of her would make me want to go back. Like,
but it is a mourning in a way.
Yeah.
Even though there's so much you gained, it's still, you have to mourn your old self.
100%.
You know, that's part of growth, is looking back and saying bye to your old self, which is sad in and of itself, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's the concept. And this was so beautiful. You honestly, like, touched my heart in so many ways. Like, that was amazing. But I feel like the concept of, like, baggage, right? Like, especially as we get older, we start to carry all this stuff that happened from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, even yesterday. Like, it's like there's an analogy of, like, it's a backpack and we're constantly just putting rocks in our backpack and it gets heavier and heavier every day. But it's like, what happens when you just, like, take the backpack off? And it's like, you know, and it's for me, I think there's a lot of people out there that maybe, you know, they don't have a relationship with Jesus at all. Like, they don't even know who God is. Right. But all they know is what they have in their life, their circumstance. They wake up and there's so many distractions every day, the phone, this and that. And it's like, what I found for myself was just quality time alone. Like, don't talk to anybody, not responding to people unless I really feel like I want to, and just, like, moving every day with intention and looking in the mirror. And it's like also, like, discipline, bro. Like, we talked about this earlier, like, with who we just met, this level of discipline where it's like you challenge yourself every day. Like, yesterday I told myself I'm gonna do 1,000 push-ups, and I did it. It took me all fucking day, you know. It's like 3 a.m. but at the 1,000th push-up I was, like, super happy with myself. And I feel like self-love, which, you know, you can find through God, of course, and but I guess for people that maybe don't have that relationship or they're further away from it, it's like you can start building that self-love by doing these little things every day, and you kind of just, like, put a little coin in your piggy bank of, like, self-love, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not fucking perfect. Like, I still frankly hate myself some days, but then recently it's like, as I've been doing this day-to-day tactic, like, my self-love piggy bank is just, like, growing and growing and growing. And then you feel your frequency, the way that you move, the way that you talk, the way that you, you know, you act with other people. It just, you start seeing other people smile and you're like, holy shit. Like, my life is a mirror of how I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so if someone's smiling at me, it's 'cause I'm probably smiling at them.
Yeah.
But if you wake up and you're sad and you're unhappy and you start noticing people are like, you know, like being like low energy, and you're like, why are they all so low energy? And then it's like, oh shit, it's because I'm fucking low energy. Mm-hmm. And so I think just like taking accountability and like,
you got to prove to yourself you're worth it, you know?
And you got to believe it, bro, right? You got to like really believe that you're amazing. Because if you don't, then no one's going to fucking think you're amazing.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Well said.
Yeah.
I also find it fascinating that when somebody's like hurt and they don't like themselves, I really believe in the Bible. So I go, oh, the enemy is making you hate yourself because you're in the image of God and he hates God. So, of course, you're going to wake up with, I need to fix this about myself. I need to fix this about myself. Dude, think of it as a journey. When I was playing RuneScape, they had like these skill sets, like your attack and your strength and your mining and all that.
I always liked woodcutting.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to work on yourself. Like, what's the point of having a life that's perfect? If you see like these kids that were born into wealth and they could have everything, they're miserable because they have nothing to work for. And I'm proud of you guys are having a lot of growth mentally, and it's cool to see my friends pushing themselves and growing and like not taking themselves too seriously. I wrote something in my journal that I want to like imprint on my heart, and it's like, it's just this level of peace that I stay in it. And it says, when I'm on top, all of the glory goes to God. And when I'm at the bottom, all of my fear goes to God. I'm hands off.
Mm. That's freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So you don't get too big-headed, and then you don't hate yourself.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's all God. Like, hey, I'm really scared right now. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I give it to you, God. Or I have all the money in the world. What do you want me to do with this, God?
Mm.
This, you know what I mean? You submit yourself, and I'm very proud to watch the people that I love like consistently building on themselves.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You are. Well, I think this is great, dude. And you know what? I want to say this before we leave. I want more of this in season two. Mm. When we come back, I want more of you guys being vulnerable and not because of, oh, I want this for my podcast and I want this to grow. I want this for you guys, because the more vulnerable, the more you have the power to stand before everybody and be like, this is my flaws. This is what I need to work on. Then you're no longer scared, bro. And that's the biggest attack the devil could get you with. Hey, Davidge, don't say anything about this because you know you'd be blah, blah, blah. Or hey, Belle, don't just keep this between you. Don't let anybody. No. Present it.
Yeah. I like that. And I'll get better at telling things from my heart without crying. I'm sorry. Next story won't be like this.
No, that was probably the best moment of the podcast.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine.
No, it really was. I didn't cough once, too.
Wow.
I really didn't. I didn't have any sniffles. I didn't cough. I think God was like, shut your mouth right now. And I was like, okay. I was like,
you watch it back and I'm just coughing the whole time.
Yeah, but honestly, before we go, guys, thank you so much. Really, 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 really. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. This is a dream. This is we every day, like right before we even like got on this show, there hasn't been one episode that we literally look at each other and be like, this is a blessing. Like, and it would not happen if it wasn't for you guys tuning in, liking, subscribing, sharing, reposting. Like, all this is because of you guys. Like, we could sit here all day, but nothing would happen if you guys didn't watch. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for watching. Like, it means the world to me. If you came to the live show and you spent your hard-earned money on watching us live, thank you for that. That means the world. And I pray that season two is even bigger. It's greater, and God has his hands over it. And I know that whatever he is involved in will blossom to be beautiful. So I'm excited for season two. Thank you guys so much. And I love you guys. See you guys next year. But not really, because there's going to be another episode that we were holding for the end. But besides that, see you next year.